Okay. So the thing is, in other words, the Ravid attacks the Rambam because it says is the asay the lo da. And we went to the Rashbam. We showed that the Rashbam doesn't have any hefsek between the achilas matzahs and rorim, and the Rambam has achilas matzahs and rorim. Then he has achilas chagiga, and then he has achilas pesach. So the Rambam was bothered with the hefsek. So we answered yesterday. We said it's not a hefsek because it's koveya. As a cheftza, which is a chaleshim carbon chagiga, it's kaveya, the shame sviya in the cheftza shel carbon pesach. So therefore, we said it's mitzuruf to the pesach and it's not a hefza. But now we see even more that if it can't function as being kaveya the pesach, ala sova, you can't bring it. In other words, its essence is the essential function of the chagiga is to be kaveya. The cheftza shel korban pesach ala sova. That gives us a different picture already. The chagiga emerges as a different picture. That's its essence, and that's the Amos I mevi imo chagiga Amos. Okay, do we check the Rambam on this? On this aloha. It's in just a second. Perek Yud Me'ilchus Korban Pesach Halacha Yud Beis.
Yeah. The Imus Anavim Chagiga Zu. There's Mashu Ba Bechol B'Tar B'Mor. Alim Chol Yom Arbasos B'Shavus. Osho Ba Pesach B'Tuma. Oshayyab Sachim Mirubim. He lives differently. Aimavini Mokhagiyab Aimakirvin Alab Sachim Bovad. He doesn't learn like Rashi.
So what?
He learns.
Something else.
Yeah, but he's learning like we're saying. That if you don't, if it's Muat, I mean, if it's not Muat, if it's Sachim Mirubim, so then he holds you don't bring it. Am I right?
Yep. Yeah, that's because he can't. There's not enough time. Sachim means like there's like. Million
psachim
to bring.
What?
Oh, you mean you don't have time to be makif the psachim?
Sounds what he's saying.
Doesn't sound right.
He's actually, sounds like what he's learning. No, he says a psachim erubim. He's not saying like the chabura relative to each particular pesach. He's learning like there's a year, certain years you don't bring.
How do you know that? He's not learning like Rashi.
Yeah, he's not like
Rashi. I don't know.
Yeah, Muat means there's a very few psachim. There's only a few psachim that year. It's more consistent, the truth is, with the other things.
Okay, so I don't know. So you're saying the Ram is not... Let me see what's wrong.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Rabbi Korkus learns this also.
What does he say?
Rabbi Korkus learns this also. He says, "Pirish Berubim Muat, Pirish Rashi, Pirish Bnei Chabura Harbe Al Pesach Echad Zenikra, the Muat Makriven also Chabura Chagiga Tishiyoko Pesach Al Sova." Aber Rabbeinu Nirash Mefarish Sheim Klalos Apsachim Hei Muatim Sheyilahem Pnai Mevi and Chagiga.
Okay, yeah. That's why Rabbi Korkus is learning.
Yeah,
that's what
he's done
on Ramos,
also.
Okay.
I know
he's going to
the rest
of this Gemara, though. I mean, the Rambam doesn't say it openly.
Well, he says,
Apsach and Merubim. I'll show you Apsach and Merubim. Yeah, how's the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos? What does he say there?
How do you call some of them?
You mean according to
so I mean, that, yeah.
I mean according to the Rambam, that'll be the machlokes. Whether if the chagiga doesn't function to be kaveya the cheftza shel nechal al asova and the korban pesach, can you bring it or not? According to Rashi, the essence of the korban is that it's kaveya the pesach, as a chefs ashonechalasova. And if you're learning the Rambam like the Marin Kurkus learns, that it's because they don't have enough time, so that means he holds, but there's nothing wrong, it's not defining the Chagiga, the Nechalasova. It functions, but it's not indispensable. In other words, according to Rashi, if it's not kaveh the Pesach to be nechal asova, the kviyas of nechal asova is indispensable for the chagiga according to Rashi. According to the Rambam, it's a carbon b'fnei atzmus. Okay, but let's say we're looking at Mishnah. What does Rambam say?
Same lesson.
How do you get to
the Machlokas
Rashi and
Rambam?
Why can't they agree?
What?
Why can't they agree that it's only,
you
can only bring in if it helps the
Pesach? Can't only bring one? Of course, they're saying the
Lashon Rambam is Mashma. Yeah, the problem is in the bringing. There's no time to bring it. So you're not going to not let people bring Sachin because other people want to bring Fajitas.
What do you see as a Machlokas?
The reason why you're not bringing it as a machlokas, as to the function of the chagiga.
Well, that'll come out to make enough meaning of the function of chagiga, no?
Yeah. Why?
Because
see, in here there's only a few psachim, right. But like a particular group has a very few eaters relative to the chassah. So according to Rashi, some groups will bring, some groups won't bring. According to Rambam, every single group is going to bring chagiga, even though some groups don't really need it for also. According to Rambam, it's always either you bring it, either everybody brings it or nobody brings
right.
it.
Right.
Shabbos Chol Reuben. According to Rashi, one particular case of Muta, it goes by each particular group, has a separate thing, do they bring it or not?
Right. It is, I mean, Rashi, from the standpoint Stam is a little difficult. I mean, to say that the Chagiga is totally and being defined as an auxiliary for the Pesach to be kaveya, to be nechal alasova, and if you can't do that, it's not a carbon. I mean, that's a little radical. Because usually kabbanas have their own identity. So in flug, on the surface, it's more mashma like the Rambam. Makes more sense like the Rambam. Intuitive. Okay, but nevertheless, that's Rashi.
What about
okay.
the Rabbi's question?
The rabbi's question now, so we answer the question anyways, because since it does function to be kaveya, it doesn't have to, but it's not the essence, but it does do that, so therefore there's a siruf. Okay? It's just not indispensable, that function. Okay? Okay, let's go further. No, it's okay. So far, so good.
I'm Ramashi.
Yeah.
I'm Ramashi. Shmamina chagiyas arba'asar lav chovehi. Tis agadai techovehi. He tasted the Shabbos. He tasted the Meruba. He tasted the Tomo.
Tasei b'Shabbos. Tasei b'Tumah. Tumah b'Muah. Was he near? What does he mean by Meruba? I mean, he says there's not enough Kamina, right?
You mean, even if you have enough profess to give you Suya, you still bring it if it's a
Kamina. He sounds like the Chovo, right? So they say b'Shabbos, it should be docha Shabbos.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Because it's carbon akavua was mine. But they say b'meruba.
You bring it if you have enough of a carbon pesach to give it to you.
Right.
But the rounds can be a little hard.
One second, slowly. But they say b'meruba means what? Means even though you have enough.
Of the carbon pesach.
If it's a chavo, so you say you can't. So you're right. So you still have to bring it. So even though then the function of being koveya de Pesach as a chefsish and achelas alasova would be completely gone because it's a chol. So where the Pesach is merubah, you still would have to bring it. And the teisei b'tumah or b'muat.
No, I think it was tumah, period.
B'tumah, period. Oh, okay. B'tumah, right. U'b'muat mihu my time ma'asya.
But why would
we bring it b'tumah? Because it's tumah. It's a carbon tzibur, it's dachot tumah.
Like even the tamidim?
Yeah, carbon tzibur. Okay. So now what's the most kasha?
So why do you tell me you only bring it to muat if you have a small carbon pesach? Why does it tell you that in Mishnah? If you tell me it's a chol, it should be irrespective of muat or meruba.
So it's not a chovo. Because if it was a chovo, so it would be brought by Meruba. So now we see it's a reshus. So we see it's a reshus. So the Gemara is simply asking, Ubamuat, me, you, my time, I ask you. The Gemara wants to know, what's the purpose of bringing it when it's muat? Kidisanya chagiga bo ema pesach nechelas tchila kidei shei pesach nechalal asava. So the Gemara apparently didn't understand the idea that a carbon that's a reshus could have a machayev of being koveya the chefta as a chefta shall nechelas al asava. Because that's a novel idea. Because all other concepts are concepts intrinsic in the carbon. But this is just a function of the carbon. So it's converted, it's essentially reshus. Which means you can bring it, you cannot bring it, it's up to you. But when does it become chova? It becomes chova when you need it for a certain function. So what the Gemara is explaining is that the change, the conversion from Rishus to Chova is caused by what? By the function. It's very important the Gemara brought down the last piece because it's showing you an interesting halacha. Because ordinarily you say Rishus to Chova is totally in Etzem HaKar. Over here we're saying that if it's B'muot, and now you need it. So now it's no longer a carbon reshus, it's a carbon chava.
So why is it Dovah Shabbos in that case? B'mor.
Why?
You're saying it really is converted to a chova, shouldn't it be Dovah Shabbos?
But doesn't have a particular. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah, but that's correct. Because what if the Chiyas Shabbos contingent on?
It has to be
dead.
It's
Kavu Zman,
no?
Maybe the
date. Kavu Zman, but over here you won't always bring it. Only when it's B'mu'at.
Zman is not the Chiyah.
So the Chal Hashem Chova will emerge from the condition. That's true. But that's not going to make it be Dechah Shabbos. Because intrinsically it's not a Chova. It's not Kavu Zman intrinsically. It's contingent. But that's an interesting thing, that it becomes a chovo because of the fact that you need it in order to qualify the nechelas alasova of the carbon pesach. Now, of course, there's one question. The question is, when is Boba chovo? Does that mean that the gavra is chayiv? It's a chovah on the gavra, or does it mean the Hefzer Shel Karban is converted from Rishus to Chol? Of course, you could say it really is a, it is Rishus. It's always Rishus. But when it's when it's Bamuat, so you need it. So it's a Chovas Gavra. But not that the carbon itself was converted to a Hefzer Shel Karban Chovah. I mean, that still remained, that really, we should leave that open.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
right? Because Chovah could be in two references. One in reference to the Gavra, and one in reference to the Hefzer. Correct?
Right.
Okay, so we should leave that open.
What was the Nafka going to be?
Kiddush.
What's that?
Kedusha.
Mazel tov.
From the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, on the surface, it's mashma, Halacha Gimel, I'm sorry, it's mashma that achila sova v'achakach ochel besar pesach kidei lisboa mimenu. It's not in order. Well, I mean, you could actually press around both ways. Does he mean that you need to have the feature of svia, or is he speaking in practical terms? But he really means that it should be an achila b'fnei atzmusa, not caused by hunger. I mean, I'm not sure. All right, okay. No, we'll just keep it in mind. Okay, where are we at now?
What's the second way?
The one way is that it has to bring, create a new feature of sova. Mm-hmm. The other way is not that it has to create sova, but that it should be an achila that's not warranted by hunger. An achila, which is an achila l'shem achila. Okay.
Remove language kedelus boa seems to indicate the first way that the positive.
I know, but I'm still not sure. I know. I don't know. You know, I mean, like a lot of times, like the Rebbe Avraham ben Rambam, he criticizes some of the people that they force these diukim. He says, "My father didn't mean to write it that way." You have to know. So I'm not sure, but I don't know if he said it for sure. But but it's two different pshatim. It's two different pshatim in Sviya.
He formulated it different in Maisa Kabbalah. So
yeah, what did he say there?
He said like im hasova or something. He had like an im.
Im hasova.
Yeah, so a little different.
I mean, Rabbi Mann is right. It's more mashma like that. You have to have a feature of Sviya. It should be a masbiya.
Right.
It should be a masbiya. I mean, that's why, it makes more sense with the fact that it's, that it's only a mitzvah min hamufcha.
Right.
But then you have a little bit of difficulty, so why do you need kachim? So you're going to have to say that it's a loch in the Hefzer, you have to be koveh the Hefzer as a masbiya.
Right. That's good.
You have to be koveh the Hefzer as a masbiya. Right. See, we remove Plato's problem. Because Plato says you can't have any pleasures. Take eating. As long as you're eating, and as long as you're hungry, you're going to enjoy the eating. And as soon as you're not hungry, and so while you're eating, you always have pain. Because you have the hunger. Hunger is pain. And as soon as the pain goes away, there's no more enjoyment from the food. But you didn't learn the sugya of Nechal Ol HaSova. Okay. And long this was never. Okay.
He didn't enjoy this, did he?
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you want to go further?
I guess so.
Are you Gemara?
Yeah. In that Cheles Lishnei Yomim V'Laila Achas.
You don't want to do this Tosos, right?
Okay, let's do this, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an important test, you're right. I was trying to dodge it. He's not necessarily a Tosfos on Ayin Amud Aleph, the first Tosfos, is not necessarily saying what the Rambam is saying, that it's a Rishus, meaning that it's a Korban B'fnei Atzmus, huh? And it's a Rishus, it's a Kiyum. But he's saying that if it's a Rishus, its only function, it's more like we're defining, its only function is to create a Chalei Shem in the Pesach of Nechal HaRasova. That's what Rishus means. According to Tosfos, Rishus doesn't mean that, like for instance, where do you have Rishus? Netilas Adayim Rishus? That's right, it's Rishus. Shemeinu Rosu Lachol and Achayv Lulun Tol Yelav. There are certain things that are a kiyum. Rishus, it's a kiyum, but you're not mechuyif to do it. Okay, so it doesn't mean that if you want to have a kiyum carbon, that you can have it, according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Rishus, of course, either it's apparently Tosfos understood Kabbanis to be either Yechayev or there's no carbon. But there's no intermediary stage, according to Tosfos, of a carbon shall kiyum. That's what you see from the Tosfos. That's the interesting thing to derive from Tosfos' definition. That there's no, according to Tosfos, there is no concept of an intrinsic Rishus in carbon. According to the Rambam, I could say very well, there is such an idea. That I bring a carbon, and I'm not tired, but it's very nice, I have a kiyum carbon. Like the Dharma Nadavos. Not mechuyif to bring the Dharma Nadavos, but if I bring him, it's a kiyum. So over here too, it's a... I bring an olakai, some is bayach. I mean, they're a kiyumim. But Tosfos is learning that in carbon itself, there's no such thing. In carbon itself, there's no such thing as rishus per se. Either you chayev or you potter. But here, the only reason why you'd have rishus is because this carbon is unique. Because it functions to set up the Pesach. So that's why it's rishus. It's not rishus machmas atzma. It's rishus because it's eina ba elam ipnei Pesach.
That sounds like chov.
Now, that's rishus. Because in its own status, there is no chiv to bring it. The only reason you're bringing it is as a function for the Pesach. So, b'fnei atzmusa, itself b'fnei atzmusa, there's no chova. So that's what it means, Rishus. So Rishus means the Torah laid down a system that carbon Pesach yechayevim. Carbon Pesach has a kiyum of sova. In order to satisfy that kiyum of sova, you can do what? You can bring a carbon chagiga. It was mocking you to bring a carbon chagiga in order to satisfy the concept of sova, the kiyum pesach. It's a unique formulation, according to Tosfos.
It would be also to bring otherwise.
What's that?
It would be also to bring otherwise.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be such a carbon. There wouldn't be such a carbon otherwise. Because if there was no kiyum of Nechal Ala Sova, there wouldn't be a concept of Chagiga. So according to Tosfos, the essence of Chagiga is what? Is the kiyum in Pesach.
And the Dava?
No, the Dava's not nice. The Dava, as you say, are a lie. Or a zoo.
And that's a chov.
That's a chov, once you say it.
Uh-huh.
But over here, you're not forced to say it. But once you say it, you stop. Okay. So the so Tosfos is saying that what's the essence of the carbon chagiga? It's a unique carbon. Its essence is to create a chaleshim in what? In Pesach. In Pesach. That's its essence. Okay?
Isn't that
all
the
right.
same as Rashi?
What?
It's the same as Rashi, right?
It seems the same as Rashi, yeah.
But it's still, when he says, Eno, Fiyu, Torah, he's not saying it's not, he's not saying it's like a Durabana.
He's just saying it's not saying it's Durabana. Because if it's a Chav Minotarik, so then it's a Chav Vulus Mani. It tastes more. Elevadai Lav Chavayim. The Eina Boa Ella. It makes it pretty clear. The Eina Boa Ella. Kideshi Ochel HaPesach Alaso. Kideshi Ochel HaPesach Alaso. Okay. Vomer Riva. Let's take the Riva. So far, very good. We'll see what happens.
The Omer Riva, the Mashma B'Yishami, the Hod the Pesach Nechalasu, the Hayim the Rabbana, the Mishum Shiras Etzem, Shimlo Haisa Ba'alasu, the Mitoshi Roy Lechal Basa, Shasadat Samos, Hayim Ba'ide Shirasam.
One second, so what is he saying? What is it? It's really only a Rabbanan, because we don't want the man to be in a state of ravenous hunger, because what he'll do is he'll start breaking, he'll start eating the bones. And it'll come to be, Shavu Atzamos. So it's a harchaka, it's a siyag for Ve'etzim Lo Sishmeruvo. So if that's the case, we're going to have big problems. So what does it mean that it's what do we need it for? The Chachamim can't make a new carbon. Midaraisa, there's no carbon, because the essence of the carbon was only good, that it creates a Nechalal HaSov and the Chefta Shel Pesach. But now we're saying that there's no such thing as Nechalal HaSov. That carbon pesach does not have to be nechal asova, the Riva says, the Yishama says. Does not have to be nechal asova at all. There's no concept like that. So what is nechal asova? Nechal asova is a drabonim, that he shouldn't be ravenously hungry, because otherwise he'll come to be shavar atzamos. It's a different concept altogether. It's not even the same concept of Nechal HaSova. Nechal HaSova is Allah in the Cheftza Shel Achila, that has a certain character. But according to the Yishalmi, there's no character to Nechal HaSova. There's no such thing. There's no such concept. It doesn't exist. It's purely an Exerim and Rabban.
You should be able to do it from Kula, then.
Yeah. Yeah, why
is
he
have a carbon card? Good question. Okay. But let's go further.
The kashalari, the hash, the mashma, the rabbanim, the ben tema, the besamach, adichin yezar baso the rabbanim, who come on mashma, even a Torah, the tanya was yolin in a basar, even a chigazar basar, shnechaz jayamim.
So therefore, what is his name? Now it's mashma that according to the Rabbanan of Ben Tema, the Besamach.
They hold it's not a chova, they're holding it's the Rabbanan.
It's the Rabbanan, that the whole carbon is the Rabbanan.
Right.
Come on, mashma, shehim in Torah.
Because there's a losa, I say about losa.
The sanya lo yolin min abasa, limir al chagigas abasa, shenachel sushne yama. Yeah, so, but it's interesting. What it takes me to smid Rabbana?
You mean the whole institution is not the right institution?
Yeah, so how could you, isn't it maybe Chum Azara?
No, it's still a Shlomo.
It's just like a dove, I guess. The mach is just like a regular shlomo.
Like a regular shlomo. Like a regular shlomo.
What's a shlomo derivative?
No, he's saying because he means bub and a dove.
Yeah.
So they were machai of you to bring an a dove of shlomo.
Right, with the pasach.
With the Pesach. Okay, hold on a second.
What's the question of the ring?
What?
What's the question of the ring? Is it for a second? Is it
how you going to have a lav deraisa?
So yeah, you're going to have a Pesach referring to it.
Yeah.
The point.
No, it's that's the same point.
It's a chovah in the
Rabbanah. Why is the Torah talking about a chovah? In the time of the Torah, I never had it.
The continuation.
In time of the Torah, there's no such thing. So why are they talking about it now?
Yeah, you get a
pasuk. In
the pasuk?
What did you say? Okay, so what's that say?
Okay. The Shlomar, the Ashkechon Berkav Lechaviga, Tana, the Sphere Lay, Shehimi Darabana. The Gomar Vashi, Halakamashwan, Chagias Hamish Asa N, Chagias Abbasalo, Alma Kasava, Chagigas Ida, Allah the Raisa.
Okay.
So the different quote? The hash, what does it accomplish? What did he accomplish?
Is he
saying
the
pasuk
talking about
a
different
quote?
Yeah, no,
sir.
It's
only
about
the chemish,
sir.
Mashta was in Tame all the time ago. Come on, this looks like he's a boss of the right. Doch ich habe es gehascht, dass ich habe, er hielt, wenn ich stamme nicht kann, aber was soll ich auch nicht aus mich
aus. Are you just saying that those, that steer of the bars is really just two kanai?